Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Miracle Man program here on Tuesday, April 20th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, as usual, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live, and it's so great to be with you tonight. I'm grateful to all of you, wherever you may be listening, whatever device you may be using, iPad, iPhone, computer, laptop computer, maybe you're still using a desktop. I think they still make them, but I know they're not like they used to be. I used to have a desktop myself, but whatever device you're tuning in on, or if you've called in, we're so thankful to you that you've joined us wherever on this planet you're tuning in from, whatever country, whatever continent, here in the United States, whatever state, whatever territory, whatever city, county, township. And our listener who came to the United States from back to the United States, who resides here in Michigan, she made it back home from Honduras safely. And I am going to have her on tomorrow night to testify. I'm going to have her testify. I'm going to ask her some questions about how Honduras was. What did they do there in Honduras? And what happened when she ministered to those people? And I'm going to have her testify tomorrow night. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to her over the phone first beforehand so that we're prepared. So that way that it goes as smooth as possible. Because I want this to be as organized as it can be. And I just want it to be good. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow night. And yeah, I saw something about Coca-Cola truck. She can tell us about that tomorrow night too. But of course, the big thing I want to hear about from her is the testimonies. And I'm glad God's still working. God's still working. Still doing miracles. Aren't you glad, listeners, aren't you glad that our God is not going to run out of miracles any time soon? Amen. I'm glad about that. I'm so grateful about that. I'm so thankful that the Lord is not going to run out of miracles anytime soon at all. And so with it being so anyhow, turns out that here in Michigan, in the near the bottom of Michigan, they are supposed to get 1 to as much as 2 inches of that white stuff that sticks to the ground. I'm not going to say what it is because it's about a month after the spring equinox. Apparently, Mother Nature did not get the memo. And we had had 5 days in a row back in early April between April 6th and April 10th where it had been 70 degrees and above 5 straight days. Down in the Detroit area, it had been a 6th day because they also had it on the 5th. So 6 days in a row, 5 to 6 days of 70-plus degree weather in April. And then when my mom, comes back to Michigan, it decides to pull this. I'll just say I don't know what to say to Mother Nature. I don't know what to say. Nope, I don't know what to say. The good news is that warmth is on the way. Looks like by Wednesday, which would put us to the 28th, we have a 70-degree day coming. Hopefully we'll have more than just that one. And hopefully it'll carry us through to the beginning of May. May, around, we said, anywhere between about the 15th to the 21st, somewhere in there is usually where you get to that zone where most days start to be at least 70 degrees or above. Yeah, Zianna, that's what we said, right? Between about the 15th and the 21st, somewhere in there, I like to give a window because it can vary year to year. So between like the 15th and the 21st of May is what we like to say. And obviously you'll have a couple of cooler days after that. Chances are between then and about, you know, June 5th, 6th, 8th, 10th, somewhere in there. Because it's Michigan, so it can change in like 20 minutes. Yeah. But, you know, then when we get to, but then like, you know, July, August generally are always, just about always 70s or above unless it's raining. But it's about to get a lot better and a lot warmer. And I'm glad about that. I really am. Because I do not like the cold weather that well. And the cold I like is the cold AC. When it's warm with some humidity outside. Now some of them may say, well, Miracleman, how cold do you need it? It depends on how moist the air is outside. How warm and moist it is. If it's moist, but it's only 60 degrees, obviously you don't need that much. If it's 85, dew point is 75, then you need a bit more of it than what you need if it's 85, dew point of like 55. I did that because I wanted to use a temperature at which it very much depends on what that dew point is, which makes sense, right? Obviously, at 90, you kind of need it regardless of what that dew point is, you know? But like, and obviously that dew point helps determine how it makes that air feel to you. And obviously if there's not as much mugginess in the air, it cools the building down quicker. And then if you get chilly, you can either turn it off or you can, like, turn it off. Yeah. Anywho, enough on that. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad to be saved. I'm so grateful to be saved, and I enjoyed going through the Book of Psalms with you listeners. I greatly enjoyed it. Greatly enjoyed it. And for right now, I'm going to start a series on Samuel and how God used Samuel. But tonight I'm going to start that with God honors the desires of our hearts. And how Hannah had a desire in her heart. When we open the Bible and we read about it, we will read about it and we'll discuss it. About what it was that she wanted. And that was one of the things that we read last night when we were finishing up the Book of Psalms, is that God wants us to have the desires of our heart. One of the biggest desires of my heart, like the biggest desire of my heart isn't for a certain item. It's not something of material by any means. No, it's for the healing of my body, for the sight to my eyes. Someone says, like, what's personally the biggest thing you want? The biggest desire that you have that Jesus can do? My eyesight. Amen. And different people have different things that they want. Some they need. And obviously, that's what we're going to talk about tonight, is how God wants you to have the desires of your heart. And it's great when you want things for other people and you believe God for things for other people, and it's great to be selfless. But then there becomes a point where God can say, what do you want? What is it that you want me to do? What is the biggest desire of your heart? I didn't lose my train of thoughts at all. I was just giving you a second to think. about what that huge desire is that you have for God. Because God wants to give us the desires of our heart. And so, that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And in order to receive the desires of your heart from the Lord, you have to do what he asks you to do. Because the Lord does not reward disobedience. No, he doesn't. Just like how a mother, a father, a grandparent, a teacher, anything like that. They do not, at least they shouldn't. They don't reward bad behavior from a child. This child showing very bad behavior, having very bad behavior. And then mom says, oh, by the way, don't worry about it. Let's go get some ice cream. I know it's the I know it's what you really want. Let's go. Nope. Not how it works. Not how it's supposed to work. But anyhow, so that's what's going to come tonight. I don't have any news on the Tigers, except for the Tigers start a new series this evening. And then another different thing I wanted to mention to you is, Preacher Man, if you're listening, you would like this. Dr. Pepper is coming out with 3 new flavors. Now, they're all sugar-free flavors. One is cream. I forget what the other two flavors are, but as I said, they're all zero sugar. Which, therefore, I will not be drinking them. Because when it comes to sugar, to soda, I do the regular sugar stuff. I don't do any of the zero sugar. Because the zero sugar stuff that I've tried, it doesn't taste like the real thing, like they say. No, it doesn't. So, for something better, you can go to your local McDonald's and grab an any size soft drink for the low price of just a dollar. And while you're there, you can try one of these new crispy chicken sandwiches that they have. I tried one about a month ago. It came in a package just like Chick-fil-A's crispy chicken sandwich. The Chick-fil-A sandwich. Was it as good? It was close. Was it better than Chick-fil-A's? No. No, no, no. And for the record, I still want a Chick-fil-A in this town. I still want one. If any of you here in Midland are listening and you're thinking about opening it, I just want to make sure I get a line pass. And however the line is inside, that's where you wait. I don't mean like to cut by any means. I just mean like, oh, there's two people in here picking up mobile orders. And I get it, they're closed because of the, hopefully by when it would open, we'll be done with it. But, because these drive-thrus lines for Chick-fil-A, when I went by them, they've been like crazy long. Crazy long. So, I personally prefer to just go inside, find one that's in an airport, in a mall. Which, still sad to me that we only have one mall, one in Michigan. One. We need at least one other one. And so they say, what about mobile order? Well, the one time that I used it in Ohio, it gave me problems. I'm going to get off of that. And I'm just going to say, the McDonald's chicken, crispy chicken sandwich is very good. You can get it to go with your delicious Coca-Cola if you want it. It's good for that moment when your belly is begging for a Chick-fil-A sandwich, but you're light years away from a Chick-fil-A. Okay, maybe not light years, but always away. Obviously, light years would be like many thousands upon thousands of miles. That would be like beyond the circumference of the Earth, wouldn't it? Light years, from what you understand it? It'd be further than reality, I know that much. All right. I remember what we got. Price and participation may vary. See store for details. All right. To the serious. I don't mean serious isn't bad, but I mean the house things that I like to announce before we get into some worship before we open the Bible. Real quick. Number one, go online to riversofmiracles.com. RIVERS, riversofmiracles.com. To find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, the story of a mom who's, who she could not, who served God, she could not see. And this story is about the first 30 years of my life and all the wonderful things that happened in my life that God's done. And it's a powerful book, a very powerful book. I really want you to read it. And I want that book to be a blessing to you. Please go online and check that out. If you're local here, you can go to the Grace A. Dodd Memorial Library and pick up a copy. And then make sure you return it when your time is up so that you don't become like the person who had a lot overdue library book for over 40 years. Yes, that was a real thing. Praise God. Please go check that out. Read the book. It'll be a blessing to you. We're believing God to sell as many of these books as possible. No, it's not the money. It's we want people, more people to know. We want people to learn about Jesus. That's what it's about. It's more about the testimony than what it's about the money. It's about the testimony. People learning about the testimony. Amen. The other thing is we have a PayPal. The Miracle Man Show now has a PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, you type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, with a capital, of course, as my first name is capitalized, Rivers. And then my last name, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Of course, S is capitalized. There's a space between Rivers and Shukla. And you can choose the amount of what you want to give. You give any amount you want to. And you can give whenever you want to. You can give at 3 a.m. if you want to. And even if you give before, maybe you've given twice or three times before, you can give again, maybe because you just want to keep supporting me. And even if you just want to give something to fight the devil. Oh, this happened or this happened or this happened. Well, guess what? I'm going to sow a seed. That seed I was going to sow just got bigger. Amen. And just sow seed. And you can sow your seed. And how many of you know that this is good ground? And when you sow seed, it goes into keeping this program going. So that we can reach more people. Amen. The verse to stand on tonight, Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. And of course, whenever you sow seed, I make sure that I pray over it. Amen. Now, we're going to get into some worship. And we're going to worship the Lord. Then we're going to get into the word of the Lord tonight. And again, I'm going to talk about God wants, cares about the desires of our hearts. As I said, we're going to worship the Lord first, thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. I am the head. not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I walk in joy and victory because the enemy is under our feet. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. I am the head, not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I walk in joy, in victory, because the enemy is under our feet. By faith we overcome. 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 I will run and not grow weary. I will walk and will not faint. God is with him with strength of eagles. And in his name I faith. I will walk. I will run and not grow weary. I will walk and will not faint. I am filled with strength of eagles, and it is not my faith. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. You are the head, not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You walk in joy, in victory, because the enemy is under your feet. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. By faith we overcome. 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 I will run and not grow weary. I will walk and will not faint. I am filled with strength of eagles. And that is on my faith. By faith we overcome. 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 Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall. For you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won. For you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. Great is your promises. You never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. For you have never failed me yet. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. Great is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. You never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence. Living in me. This is my, the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. And I'm desperate for you. Oh, and I'm lost without you. Oh, and I'm desperate for you. Oh, I'm lost without you. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your holy word spoken to me. This is my daily bread. Oh, this is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you. Oh, I'm lost without you. I'm desperate for you. Without you, I'm so lost without you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me, oh Lord. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. Oh, I'm desperate for you. Without you, oh, I'm desperate before you. Dance before you, Lord. So, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, I thank you tonight for every one of these listeners that has tuned into this broadcast, wherever they are tuning in from. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all of them. That everyone who has tuned in tonight, there's a reason. Nobody has tuned in by accident. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. And I just thank you, Lord God, that tonight, that all those who are believing you for a touch, those who are believing for a touch from you, Jesus, that they receive that touch that they are believing for from you. And I just thank you, Lord, that you make yourself known to all of these people tonight. I thank you that every need would be met. Every need represented in this program tonight is met. Thank you, Lord God, that in this program tonight, that you reveal yourself to us in ways that we don't. You reveal things about us that we don't know. You reveal things about you that we don't know. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you, I pray that, Lord God, I want you to feel free, Lord Holy Spirit, to come in and do whatever you want to do tonight. Do whatever you want to do, Holy Ghost. And I just thank you for what you're doing. And I make my confession over this program tonight that sponsors and partners come into this program, that increases in listenership come to this program, that finances come into this program. And most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amounts of souls coming in to your kingdom, Lord God, as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let's make our confession. Because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me, more than a religious book to me, and it's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer, therefore I'm a receiver, and I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Do you believe it? Amen. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 1. And as I told you earlier in the broadcast, we're going to be dealing with how God wants to know about the desires of our hearts. He cares about our desires. So we are going to be dealing with that tonight. And I want to encourage you, don't just be a sitter and a watcher. Don't just sit there at home and just watch me. Whatever I do, you do. I sing again for whatever reason you sing. I pray you pray. As I study in the Bible, which I'm going to do right now, you study along with me. And get everything about this, get everything out of this that you can get out of this broadcast. Be a participator, not just a spectator. You go to sporting events, you spectate. But this isn't Comerica Park. Or the Ford Field, or even Melbourne Community Stadium. No. Nothing wrong with that. I'm a sports guy myself, but just saying, this is not a spectator feel. All right, have you found 1 Samuel 1 yet? Amen. We're going to begin with verse 1, and you go ahead and catch up to me. Now there was a certain man, Rahamathan, a Ziphite from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, who was the son of Jeroboam, the son of Eliud, the son of Tahu, the son of Zoph, an Ephraimite. He had 2 wives. One was called Hannah. The other was called Peninnah. Peninnah had children. Hannah did not have any. Verse 3. Year after year, this man went up from his town to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at Shiloh, where Hophni and Phinehas, the 2 sons of Eli, they were priests of the Lord. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife, Peninnah, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion because he loved her. And the Lord had closed her womb. And because the Lord had closed her womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year after year. It didn't say year after year after year. It just said one after year. High out of that. This went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her until she wept and would not eat. Elkanah, her husband, would say to her, "Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat?" Nope, I'm reading. No, I'm not reading. I'm reading the Bible. Sorry about that. He said to her, "Why are you weeping? And why don't you eat? And why are you? Why is your face downcast? Why don't I mean more to you than 10 sons do?" Once when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on a chair by the doorpost of the Lord's temple. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. And she made a vow, saying, "O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head." As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. there's more to that than just he just heard her. Verse 13. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long will you keep on getting drunk? Get rid of your wine." "Not so, my lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking any wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief." Eli answered, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him." She said, "May your servant find favor in your eyes." Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. Early the next morning, they arose and they worshiped before the Lord, and then they went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah lay with Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So, in the course of time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "Because I asked the Lord for him." Verse 21. When the man Elkanah went up with all his family to offer the annual sacrifice to the Lord and to fulfill his vow, Hannah did not go, because she said to her husband, "After the boy is weaned, I will take him, and I will present him before the Lord, and he will live there always." "Do what seems best to you," Elkanah, her husband, told her. "Stay here until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord..." Excuse me. "Ma'am, do what seems best to you," and her husband told her. "Stay here until you have weaned the boy. Only may the Lord make good his word." So the woman stayed at home and nursed her son until she had weaned him. After he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. When they had slaughtered the bull, they brought the boy to Eli, and she said to him, "As surely as the Lord lives, my Lord, as surely as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I have asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. Go to chapter 2. After chapter 2, we're going to discuss. Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord, in the Lord. My horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Do not keep talking so proudly, or let your mouth speak such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed. The bows of the warriors are broken, but those who stumbled are armed with strength. Those who were full hire themselves out for food, but those who were hungry hunger no more. She who was barren has borne 7 children, but she who has had many sons finds a way. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and he raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust, the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. For the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. Upon them he has sent the word. He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked will be silenced in darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be shattered. He will thunder against them from heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and will exalt the horn of his anointed. Elkanah went home to Ramah, but the boy ministered before the Lord under Eli, the priest. Eli's sons were wicked men. They had no regard for the Lord. Now, it was the practice of the priests, of the people, that whenever anyone offered a sacrifice, and while the meat was being boiled, the servant of the priest would come with a 3-pronged fork in his hand. He would plunge it into the pan or kettle or chalfron or pot, and the priest would take for himself whatever the fork brought up. This is how they treated all the Israelites who came to Shiloh. But even before the fat was burnt, the servant of the priest would come and say to the man who was sacrificing, "Give the priest some meat to roast." He doesn't accept boiled meat from you, but only raw. If the man said to him, "Let the fat be burned up first, and then take whatever you want," the servant would then answer, "Nope, hand it over now, or I will take it by force." This sin of the young men was very great in the eyes of the Lord, for they were treating the Lord's offering with contempt. But Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. Each year, his mother made him a little robe and took it to him when she went up with her husband to offer the annual sacrifice. Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife, saying, "May the Lord give you children to this woman to take the place of the one that she prayed for and gave to the Lord." And they would go home, and the Lord was gracious to Hannah. And she conceived and gave birth to three more sons and two daughters. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord. Now Eli, who was very old, heard about everything his sons were doing to all Israel and how they slept with the women who offered at the entrance to the tent of meeting. So he said to them, "Why do you do such things? I hear about from all the people about these wicked deeds of yours. No, my sons, it is not a good report that I hear spreading among the Lord's people. If a man sins against another man, God may mediate for him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who will intercede for him?" His sons, however, did not listen to their father's rebuke. And it was the Lord's will to put them to death. And the boy Samuel continued to grow stature and in favor with the Lord and with men. You just check the clock. All right. I'm going to come back to this tomorrow. We will start on verse 27 of Samuel chapter 2. So what you see here, listeners, is Elkanah has two wives. One has children. The other doesn't have any kids yet. No children yet. Peninnah is the one who has children. Peninnah would provoke Hannah. It irritated Hannah. And it got to where, for years, Hannah would be praying to the Lord. And then one year, everyone had eaten. But Hannah stood up, was crying. Her face was downcast. She was pouring out her soul to the Lord. Eli sits there thinking she's drunk. And she's sitting there saying, "No, I don't do that. No wine, no beer. I'm pouring out my soul to the Lord." And she makes a vow there. She vows right there that if the Lord opens her womb and allows her to have a son, that she will dedicate that boy to the Lord. Also, of course, she says no razor will be used on his head. But she was pouring out her soul to the Lord. And then she goes home the next day after worshiping the Lord. She goes home with her husband. sleeps with her husband sleeps with her. In the course of time, Hannah becomes pregnant. And gave birth to Samuel, naming him that because the Lord had given him to her. You see, God heard what Hannah wanted. God knew what Hannah wanted. She poured out her soul to the Lord. She received that desire that was in her heart. That desire that she had in her heart was a son. And she chose to give him to the Lord. In the next chapter, it talks about how, in part of that chapter, Eli tells her when she takes him to live there with Eli, the minister to the Lord, Eli tells her, Hannah, may the Lord give you children in place of the one that you gave to the Lord. Hannah then ended up having three more sons and two daughters. She dedicated her son to the Lord. And at that time, it was different from now, how you dedicate your baby in the church. Pastor lays his hands upon that baby. When they're like weeks to a couple months old, that pastor lays, like my pastor at my church, lays hands on that, on these babies. We just had a baby dedicated Sunday. And that baby will live for God as they get older. And then become an older child, a teenager, an adult. Of course, eventually, when they get to the age of accountability, they have to ask Jesus into their heart. But of course, if you're brought up in a Christian home and are born into a Christian home, first you're supposed to be dedicated first, dedicated to the Lord. Hannah dedicated her son to the Lord, her son Samuel. So, whatever it is that you believe in for in your life, whatever it is that you're believing for, now, what I'm talking about is desires. And, of course, everybody's desire may be different. Maybe you're a single man and what you really want is a wife that wants to serve God with you and have children with you. Maybe what you want is maybe you're married and you can't get pregnant. Maybe you're at a place where the biggest thing that you want is God to heal your body. Maybe what you want is of course, any of you who are children who are listening, God even hears your desires. Maybe you want a bike for your birthday or for Christmas or for, you just want a bike to be able to ride on it over the summer. And maybe if you keep asking your parents all the time, they may say, no, 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 no. For the 20th time, no. I was kind of kidding about that. But God wants to know what you want. And God, you ask God for that bicycle, whatever that thing is that you want, you got to believe it, that he wants you to have it. You got to believe that it's the will of God for you to have it. And that you won't abuse it. And then you shall receive whatever it is that you're believing for from the Lord. Maybe the big thing that you want is for God to show you a certain thing. I still remember when God showed me the different colors when I was like 10 years old. And I remember the couple different times when I could hear sounds from heaven. When I was 10 years old, I could hear the sounds of all these children. They were talking. Some of them might have been yelling, but they weren't like mad or anything. They were just talking. They were just happy. Happy children, various ages. Some were even little babies, but they weren't crying. The word says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. And by the way, this desires is different from your daily bread, your daily needs, your bills, your what have you. Maybe the desire that you're believing for is for more income so that you can sow greater seed, so you can reach more people and fulfill what everything that God has called you to do. And God wants to bless you. But in order for God to listen to your desires and for you to receive it, you can't be breaking all these hedges and doing the things that God said not to do. Living in sin, living in pride, not serving him, not tithing. And willfully just breaking hedges, willfully holding grudges. That kind of stuff is going to hurt you. That kind of stuff is going on in your life, you're going to postpone yourself, which also means you're going to postpone the desires of your heart that you'll be desiring for God to do for you. You'll be postponing those things until you get those things right with God. Once you get it right with God, once you get it right with God, you'll start to receive those things that you are desiring from the Lord. You'll start to receive it. Now, if the biggest thing you're needing is a miracle in your body, I don't know why it is that some people receive it quickly. Other people, it takes a bit longer. Other people, either they're older or they're just very sick or they just end up getting promoted to heaven. What I do know is the Lord, in the area when it comes to miracles, is that God works in mysterious ways. When I get to heaven, it's one of the things that I'm going to ask the Lord. I'm going to say, God, why is it that even if we're doing everything right, why is it that some people who do everything right receive that miracle right away? Other people who do everything right the way God says, wait a bit longer. Other people, they just end up getting promoted to heaven, which is where we ultimately want to end up anyway. But of course, not before we're supposed to. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this great word tonight. I thank you, Lord Jesus, you care about the desires of our heart. And you know what we need before we say a word. You also know what we want as we give you, as we tell you our desires and what these things are that we're asking you for, that we want of you. And I just thank you that you bring these desires to us, Lord God, as we seek you, as we obey your word and do what you tell us to do. And I just give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name. And listeners, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.